Book of Isaiah, chapter number 59, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah. Isaiah, chapter number 59. Reading several different groups of scripture in this chapter this morning. We'll read, starting off, verses 1 through 4. We'll read each set responsively. The last set you'll read with me. Isaiah, chapter number 59. We'll read verses 1 through 4. Starting off, I'll read verse number 1. You'll join me on verse number 2. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongues hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." Now go down to verses number 9 and 10. I'll read verse number 9, and you'll join me on verse number 10, the same chapter. Verse number 9, the Bible says, "Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men." Now we'll read verse number 14 together. "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." And let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we truly are grateful, Lord, to be here this morning, Lord, in this place. Lord, we thank you for our country. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, the foundation on which this country was built. Lord, we thank you for a man of God, Lord, that is not ashamed to stand and preach the truth. Lord, as Christians, Lord, as we sit here, Lord, it's been a busy week. There's been a lot of things going on. Lord, many here may have heavy hearts. Lord, there's a lot of things striving to grab our attention. But Lord, as Christians, Lord, here this morning, Lord, may we set those things aside. Lord, may we focus on the truth that you have prepared for us this morning. Lord, please speak to our hearts. May we be yielded as we listen. Please fill our pastor with your Holy Spirit's power. We ask all these things in your name. Amen, and you may be seated.
Here in Isaiah 59, keep your fingers there, or keep it open on your lap for a few moments. I want to help you today. Let me start by saying this, and fellas, this is a good day to amen, all right? I believe the Bible is the most amazing book in all the world. It is not just words on a page like a history book. It is a living, breathing book of truths that transcends time and people. The Word of God is as true today as it was in heaven before the creation of the world. They are the not only the written words of God, but they are the spoken words of God. He gave it to us. He spoke it to us. It's put down in pen, on paper. By the way, it's inspired. Not like Shakespeare, not like Edgar Allan Poe, not like worldly author. The word inspired means it was breathed in. It has life. Can I say something? Well, the liberals will tell you, well, it's only inspired in the originals. Pray tell me, when Jesus was fighting with the devil on top of the mountain when he had been fasting 40 days, Jesus said, "Scripture says, it is written, and Scripture says." He quoted Old Testament books. Do you realize there was more time that had expired between when those were written and when Jesus quoted them than when Jesus was alive to today? It wasn't just written in the originals. Can I tell you something? God said his word is ever, it's eternal. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe for the English-speaking people, that is the King James Bible. It is the perfect text. It is the one that God has inspired and preserved for English-speaking people. It's not the only one in the world, though. God commanded us to get the gospel to every creature, correct? That means that the Bible has to be printed in every language for every creature to understand. For the Spanish folks, it's not the King James Bible. It's the Lero Relano something or other, taco something, burrito. But it's the same as our King James Bible, but it's different because of the Spanish language and the translation. God would not command us to take the gospel to every creature. Watch this. The gospel for your, watch this. You're saved by faith, right? Guess what faith comes by? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means there has to be an every word Bible in every language, or God's a liar, and we can't keep his great commission. The word of God is true. By the way, the one written by God, not by man. We live in a world today that has little or no truth. We live in a world that doesn't want the truth. People don't want the truth that God made you man or woman. They're confused about what bathroom to use. Look at the plumbing, you'll figure it out. That's the only way to know how to say it appropriately in mixed crowds. People think that wrong is right and right is wrong. Do you know that in the state of California, they're lobbying to not put gender on birth certificates because that's to be decided later in life? That's wicked as Hades. They don't want the truth that Jehovah is God, not Allah, and not some big fat statue Buddha or anything else. Jehovah is God. By the way, well, we call him different names, but he's all one God. That's a lie. That's a lie. We even have the audacity to rewrite God's words for him and tell our fellow man that our words are more accurate than God's words. That's what the NASV is, or the ASV, or the New King James, or the Reader's Digest Bible. Or they call it good news for modern man. I call it bad news for bad monkeys. But whatever perversion of the Bible that you have, those are man's words. Amen. They've taken it from a wrong place and they've changed the words of God. By the way, Mr. Schofield is wrong, and the old Schofield is the old Oxford Bible, which is fine. But the new Schofield Bible has actually changed the words in the Bible. Be careful. How can you improve on God? Well, we found more modern texts. Well, the farther you get from the truth, the more impure it gets. It all comes by man wanting to be his own God. That has brought sin. Now, God uses a statement here in Isaiah 59 that is the truth I want to give you today. Look at verse number 14 again. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. Watch this. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Truth is fallen in the street. God says that truth has fallen and has blocked the way so that judgment, justice, and equity cannot enter. Now, in other words, we have a problem. Right now, as I stand here preaching in Kearneysville, West Virginia, in the city of Chicago, people are rioting, people are destroying businesses, and the mayor of Chicago has allowed them to continue to do this. Listen to this, but right now, at this hour, the police department is going door to door in churches, and if churches are open, arresting people. It's illegal to go to church, but it's legal to riot and loot in the streets. truth has fallen in the street. Judgment and justice and equity have been blocked. By the way, these are the same people that said you don't need a gun, you have the police departments, and now they want to defund the police department. Who's going to have the guns then? By the way, last year was the highest rate of murder in the city of Chicago, and they're beating it by 50% right now. I love America. I love this country. You're looking at a preacher that's given his entire adult life to try to spare this country. I feel like Jeremiah or one of the prophets preaching to Israel before the destruction, going into 70 years of bondage. But America's in trouble today. We've allowed sin, rebellion, God-hating liberalness and perversion to take over America. We read in Isaiah 59, verses 1 through 4, verses 9 and 10, how that God said that our perverseness, our rebellion, has caused a separation between God and us, and he refuses to hear us until we get right. By the way, separation came because of our sin, not because God hates us. Before you start blaming God, how about you look in the mirror and realize who the sinner is? Now, our sinfulness and rebellion have separated us from God. Therefore, truth has fallen in the street. Now people want justice with no truth. Listen to that statement. People want justice with no truth. Judgment is blocked and cannot go through, and there's little to no equity because truth has fallen and is blocking the street. You cannot have justice without truth. You cannot have good judgment without truth. It is impossible to have justice without truth. And people by the hundreds of thousands are chanting today, no justice, no peace. My Bible says they'll say peace, peace when there is no peace. You cannot have justice unless you know what the truth is. And no matter what the truth is, robbing somebody else's property, destroying somebody else's property, killing police officers because you didn't get what you wanted is not justice. When truth falls, the way is blocked and justice cannot enter. When the way is blocked and justice is not able to enter, people die and go to hell. John 14, 6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Right. Not by Allah. Amen. Not by Buddha. Not by Mother Mary. Right. Say, oh, that's sacred. No, it's not. Right. It's not by the Pope. Amen. It's not by the pastor. Right. It's not by the Cardinals or the Dodgers. Folks, it's not through any man or anything man made. We get to heaven by the way, the truth, and the life, which is Jesus. Now listen to me very carefully here. Education has removed the truth. And it has fallen in the streets. Look how stupid America is today. Ben Franklin went to school till he was 10 years old. Most people in the public school system today can't even read what Ben Franklin wrote. Everybody doing okay? In the early 2000s, the National Education Society threw a fit over George Bush saying every kid has to read by third grade. Well, good night. I couldn't leave kindergarten without knowing how to read. There are more educated idiots in our country today than there ever have been. Do you know that the first colleges in America, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, those colleges were all started as Bible colleges for preachers, training preachers and lawyers. That's what they were started as. Used to be the only college-educated people in America were preachers and lawyers. You say, why? Because they needed people who could proclaim the truth to keep our nation pure spiritually and to keep the law legally as citizens. And look at the perversion of both of those today. Education has removed the truth. In the 1960s, we kicked God out of the public schools and took the Bible away. And we wonder now why kids can't do math, can't read, can't write, and they graduate. Politics has let the truth fall in the streets. Judgment and justice are blocked. We now have violent Muslims and communists running our country. AOC, Kamala Harris. Don't you believe what they're telling you, that she's a moderate? She is a filthy, vile, immoral, socialistic liberal. And those are the words I can use in public. See me later, I'll tell you the other words. Who would have ever thought Crazy Bernie could have run for president and almost got there? An avowed socialist. Who would have ever thought some of these, Congress people and senators that are avowed God-hating Muslims and terrorists, and we keep reelecting them? Good night. Look at Nancy Pelosi. But don't look at her too long. It'll make you sick. The United States press has let the truth fall in the streets. Now the press is a tool of propaganda and has destroyed justice and judgment in our country. About 6 months ago, I decided I am no longer watching any television news. It is not news, it's propaganda. I read what news I want. I know who to read, who not to read, who to listen to, who not to listen to. And I do not watch the news at all. You say, why? Because it's nothing but filthy lies and propaganda. Hang on. Liberalism has let truth fall in the street. Now wrong is right, and right is wrong, and no truth is what they want. By the way, that's what communism's basis is. No absolutes. Look it up. Nothing's right, nothing's wrong. The only thing right and wrong is what the government tells you. That's communism. That is the whole premise of communism. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I've hit everybody else. Let's hit us where we live. Religion has let truth fall in the streets.
Right.
And now America is so unchurched and so ungodly that we have almost no basis for truth, justice, or judgment in our country. I'm considered a right-wing lunatic wild man. Did you know that 100 years ago, what I'm preaching right now is normal? Did you know that 100 years ago, even the Methodists preached this way? Not anymore. They want to call Jerry Falwell a right-wing conservative. I call him a liberal. I separated with Brother Jerry a long time ago before he died. Long before. Say why? He changed Bibles. And when you change Bibles, you leave the truth to go for untruth. Everybody doing okay? I don't think y'all use name, preacher. Then don't use them. I did. If they really knew what I thought, they'd hang me. I'm so far to the right, they can't even see that far. I am tired of a bunch of sissy britches culturally accepted religionists today.
Yep.
Do you know what the root word of culture is? Cult. We have Christians who want to be cultish and be accepted by society. Well, Jesus said, they don't hate you, they hate me. Just stand for right.
Amen.
Well, you're not going to get a crowd that way. I'm not supposed to do it to get a crowd. I'm supposed to do it to proclaim the truth.
Amen.
I got to hurry up here. I haven't even got through the introduction yet. As long as I breathe and have a breath in my body, a voice that can speak, I am going to lift up the truth.
Amen.
I refuse to let truth fall in the street and lie there without somebody picking it up.
Amen.
If that old American flag were to fall, we ought to pick it up.
Amen.
If somebody wants to burn it, let's go rescue it.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying you drive 6 hours to go do it because you heard somebody's going to do it, but if it's in your presence, grab that thing and save the flag.
Amen.
Hold it high. But why in the world are we afraid to hold that high?
Amen.
It's time somebody holds the truth up and don't let it fall.
Amen.
In the street.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's got to stand for right. Somebody has to hold the truth. Hey, I want to hold it. I want to proclaim it loudly. God said I'm supposed to preach like a trumpet, not like a flute.
Amen.
Not like a clarinet. Not like a guitar, but like a trumpet. Trumpets are loud. They're obnoxiously loud at times. Well, God said, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Make sure the message is clear. Make sure the truth is understandable. Make sure that it's plain so that people know the truth.
Amen.
Well, preacher, somebody's going to get mad the way you preach. At least I know they're listening.
Amen.
I know they heard me. I want this church to be a lighthouse, a beacon of truth to a dark world. I'm tired of churches that look like the world. Everybody doing okay? I'm tired of churches that act like the world. We're not going to bring the world's music in here. We're not going to bring the world's culture in here. We're not going to be afraid like the world in here. God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing.
Amen.
Well, preacher, aren't you afraid of the virus? I'm not afraid of anything but God.
Amen.
Folks, you've been exposed to viruses since the moment you were conceived.
Yep.
Your body faces thousands of viruses every day of your life.
Right.
How many of you have ever had pneumonia? Raise your hand. I've had it 7 times. I don't have that many arms. Guess what? It's a virus. I've had double pneumonia twice. I've had pneumonia 7 times and walking pneumonia twice. Guess what? It's a virus. Some of it's bacterial. I get that. I do know the difference. But may I say something? How many of you have ever had a cold? Did you know the most common virus in the world we still don't have a vaccine for? How many of you got a flu shot and then ended up with the flu? Guess what? It's not totally covering. You cannot withstand every virus with a vaccine. Now, the Bible says we need to go on the offensive with the truth, not the defensive. God said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm tired of defensive Christianity. I'm an offensive player. I believe in being an offensive or offensive Christian. Say, why? Because that's what Jesus said. Guess what? The gates of hell, gates are defensive. Hell is not attacking the church. Christianity and the church are to be attacking hell. That's why when Jesus spent 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, he grabbed the keys of death and hell. He opened up the gate and said, come on in, fight it, y'all.
Amen.
And yet we have Christianity that sits on its backside, doing nothing, waiting for an attack. No, charge, let's go attack. Let me give you several thoughts about this statement that God makes. Truth has fallen in the streets. Number one, truth does not die. Truth does not die. It may fall because people refuse to accept it, but it did not die. Truth could only die if God dies. Guess what? He's still alive. God's not going to die, just so you know. He's not like Muhammad.
Amen.
He's not like Buddha.
Right.
They died. You say, well, Jesus died, yeah, but he got up out of the grave 3 days and three nights later. They're still buried in theirs.
Amen.
He did that for our salvation.
Yes, sir.
People accepting or believing the truth has no bearing on truth being true.
Amen.
Let me say that again. People accepting or denying the truth has no bearing on truth. Truth is always true.
Amen.
The power of positive thinking. If you think it can be so, we can see God make it happen. Gag, vomit, barf. Folks, you can believe all you want that if I drop my keys, they're going to float in space. But the truth of gravity is going to put them right down on the ground. I don't care how long you think. I think it can. Guess what? It's still going to fall. Say why? Because it's a truth. I don't care how long you meditate or levitate. It's still going to fall. You say why? Because it is a truth. Truth does not change whether you believe it or not.
That's right. Amen.
It falls, truth falls because man rejects the truth, not because truth ceases to be truth.
That's right.
When man rejects truth, truth falls in the street, but truth is still true.
That's right, sir.
It doesn't cease being the truth. When man lets truth fall, it blocks the road, but truth is not dead. But those who let it fall will tell you that it's dead. Oh, it fell. It must be dead. Oh, you're so old-fashioned. How about you come to the 21st century? I'm glad you know what century it is. Come back next week. We'll find out if you know what month and day it is. Christianity has let truth fall so they don't go soul winning anymore. They don't go out and knock on doors and tell people that they're lost and on their way to hell and they need to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
Brother Juan and I were out. Where you at? There he is. Sleeping on the front row. Sitting on the front row. He and I were out yesterday and I talked to a lady that's dying of cancer. She has pancreas cancer, liver cancer, spine cancer, and brain cancer. They're trying to make her comfortable. Brother One is my witness. I looked at that little lady, 70-some years old. I called her by name and I said, do you know for sure you're going to go to heaven when you die? Now, fortunately, she knew. Say, preacher, you'd say something like that to somebody in that condition? They need it now more than ever.
Amen.
I don't apologize for it.
That's right.
I know a bunch of lace wearing on their underwear preachers that would say, oh, I don't want to be offensive. Well, I'd rather offend and be on offense, make sure they're going to go to heaven than be nice and watch them die and go to hell.
Amen.
I wasn't rude. I wasn't mean. I turned to her husband and said, do you know for sure? And they both told me, gave me clear testimony that they're saved. That little old lady dying of cancer, she looked at me and she said, thank you for asking. I found out more people aren't quite as upset as you think they are.
That's right, that's right.
And the ones that are upset don't know where they're going.
That's right.
those with modern music to reach this generation in churches, truth's falling in the streets. We're not going to have a rock concert to get a whole bunch of people here.
Amen.
We're going to sing about the rock. Jesus is the rock.
Amen.
But we're not going to sing the devil's music with it.
Amen.
Those with a contemporary service. Oh, we've got to reach the new generation. You reach the new generation with the old King James.
Amen.
Old-fashioned preaching. You say, preacher, what's going to be the youth program? Soul winning, old-fashioned preaching. Hot dogs and fun? Yes. Watching Brother Josh dive across the finish line, hurt himself? Yes. But past that, let's just bring this back to the old-fashioned way. The truth of salvation does not die because man wants to do it his own way. Let me say this right here. Let God be true and every man a liar, the scripture says. Let God be true and every man a liar. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
You don't go to heaven because of church membership.
That's right.
You don't go to heaven because you got baptized, sprinkled, or poured on.
Right.
You don't go to heaven because you hopefully your good outweighs your bad. You get saved because one day you realize you're a sinner. Because you're a sinner, there's a penalty on sin, which is death and hell. And that you need somebody to pay that price for you. You have to decide, you're going to pay it, or are you going to accept what he paid for you?
That's good. Amen.
I don't know about you, but at 4.5, 5 years old, I understood that. Didn't want to die and go to hell, and I trusted Jesus as my Savior. Been saved for 48 years having fun. Haven't got over it yet.
Amen.
Say, why is that, preacher? Because I didn't do it. He did it for me.
That's right.
So all I had to do is accept what he did and go by faith from there. So, truth does not die, number one. Number two, truth needs help. Truth needs help. Say, why? Because the Bible says equity cannot enter. Say, what's equity? Profitability. If you own a home, if you've owned it for a while, as you own your home and pay down the payments on it, and as property value increases, that profit is called your equity. Did you know there's equity spiritually?
Yep.
Judgment, the Bible says, not only is equity unable to get in, judgment turns away backwards and justice stands afar off. Truth needs equity for people to want the value of truth. Let me say that again. Truth needs equity so people will want the value of truth. Can I tell you why most young people and most people in this generation want nothing to do with Christianity? Because they've never seen equitable Christians. You don't live a certain lifestyle to get saved. But I will tell you this, when you live right as a Christian and people see God's power working through your life, they see the blessing of God in your life, people will say, I want that.
Yes.
And they'll listen to the truth. You're not going to reach young people with truth by dressing like the world and acting like the world, having a rock concert and say, well, let's all hold hands and say Jesus and we'll all go to heaven. God help us. No, we need truth. And we need the equity and the value of Christianity to be shown in our life so people will say, I want that. By the way, that's what soul winning is. Now watch this. Soul winning is you communicating with somebody what Jesus did for you. They like you enough. They trust you enough. They'll listen to the truth and accept it. When somebody gets saved, their soul doesn't get saved, their spirit gets saved. My soul is talking to the soul of another person, trying to get them born again. That's what soul winning is. He that winneth souls is wise. Listen very carefully. This is why most preachers are dead, because they've let truth fall in the streets. It's why most churches are dead. They've let truth fall in the streets. People need to see why the truth is important. People need to see that people can still get saved. That a church is still alive. That it's not just entertainment. It's not just, well, I went and put my time in. It's not about the church. It's about the truth.
Amen.
By the way, truth, when falling in the street, blocks equity, justice, and judgment from working. Listen to this statement. God placed the responsibility of spreading the truth on us. He provided it, we're to spread it.
Amen.
It's not God's job to get the gospel around the world.
That's right.
It's ours.
Amen.
God gave us the truth. God gave us salvation. And he said, if you don't want fellow men to die and go to hell, then you take them the truth. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants everybody saved, but not everybody's going to get saved because we're sinners and we won't take the truth to the people. Number three. So let me review. Number one, truth does not die. Number two, truth needs help. Number three, if there is no truth, there is no way. If there is no truth, there is no way. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. What is he? The way and the truth and the life. You can't have life without truth. You can't have the way without truth. Listen to the statement. The one who is the way is also the truth. Truth always opens the way. Error always blocks the way. You don't get stopped in a traffic accident because everybody obeyed the truth. Error blocks the way. Everybody doing okay? Now watch this. But truth opens it up. People need the truth to open the way so that people can get salvation. By the way, that's what Mark 8:32 says. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But you have to have the truth to have the way to be free. Boy, that's a good statement. Now let me say this right here. We are not to set ourselves up as truth.
That's right.
Everybody look at me very carefully here. I have been preaching for over 40 years, but I am not the source of truth, the Word of God is.
Amen.
I am a sinner just like everybody in this room. That book has never changed. I have. Say why, preacher? Because I'm a sinner, just like you are. Well, you don't have any right to preach that. You don't live it. Show me in the Bible where it says I have to live it to preach it. I'm told by God to preach the whole counsel of God, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. There's things you do at work that you don't want to do. Matter of fact, just show it up. You don't want to be there.
Amen.
Guess what?
Don't
worry. There's things I have to preach. I don't like preaching. You think I like preaching on my sin? I don't like it any more than you do when I preach on yours. Trust me, I know how you feel. You think God judges you by hearing it. You ought to be the guy who has to tell it. We are not to set ourselves up as the standard of truth. Our church is not the standard of truth. It's not about the church. It's about the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
It's not about the preacher. It's about the truth of the Word of God. By the way, that's why I can't forgive your sin. Neither can any other man. I don't care how much money you give him. I don't care how many beads you count, how many candles you light, or how many times you kiss his toe or his ring. He can't forgive your sin.
Amen.
And anybody that lifts himself up to say, I can, is an antichrist according to Scripture.
That's right. Amen.
And I don't care what name they have attached. Everybody doing all right? Man. Preacher. I can't believe you. Well, hang on. It's going to get worse in the next couple minutes. Right there is the truth.
Yes, sir.
By the way, the Catholics have written their own truth.
Yep.
Study history. The Catholics don't even consider themselves Christian.
Yep.
Just so you know. If you go somewhere and they ask you your religion, they'll say Christian or Catholic. Why? Because Catholicism does not recognize itself as Christianity.
That's right.
Just so you know. When we do that which is right in our own eyes, truth falls in the street. When we do that which is right in our own eyes, truth falls in the street. America has accepted the LGBTQ rainbow alphabet soup crowd as truth, and truth has fallen in the streets. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Amen. That's right.
Preacher, I don't think you ought to say that. Then don't do it. I just did.
Amen.
I'm not preaching against any person. I'm preaching against sin. But listen to me very carefully here. I've won sodomites to Christ. How about you? But it will tell you this, they're the hardest people in the world to win to Christ. Because according to Romans chapter 1, they are at man's extreme worst of rebellion and evil. Read Romans chapter 1. They are the hardest people to win to Christ because they are in total rebellion against God. I didn't say it. God did. The truth did. Don't blame me. I didn't write it. I just say it. Truth brings harmony. Error brings confusion. Truth brings unity. Error brings fear and contention in society. Did you know that there was a time in America where in the world people got along like we do here in the church? Because it was based on truth. It was based on truth. Now we want to pervert the Constitution. Unbelievable. Let me say this and I'm done. Where's the truth? It's the King James Bible.
Yeah.
It's not man. It's not a church. It is the Bible. God said in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now watch this, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the Word of God.
Amen.
You read in Revelation chapter 20, I believe it is, that he'll come back on a white horse one day, and written is his name, the Word of God.
Amen.
He is the Word of God. When you mess with the Bible, you're messing with Jesus. Keep your hands off.
Amen.
Let's hold up the truth in the street. Let's not let truth fall in the street. Let's share the truth with others. Not let them grope in darkness. As it said in Isaiah 59. Stumbling around like someone who's blind. Like midnight at noonday. How about we share the truth with people? Well, somebody might be offended. I'd rather them be offended and hear the truth than not be offended and die and go to hell.
Amen.
Folks, it's not about us. It's about the truth. It's not about how I feel, but it's about the truth. If you've not trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, how about you run to this altar in a moment and trust Christ as your Savior? If you've never obeyed Him in baptism, we can care for it today. How about if you need to join a church, just join up. Hey, this one's fine. I'm biased, that's right. But everybody needs a good church. I promise you. There's too many phony ones out there. I promise you, you got a man for a pastor, but that means he's also a sinner. I don't wiggle when I walk. And I know what side of the dresser to get my underclothes from. You'll have a real man in the pulpit, promise you. Deer guts and fish guts all over his hands on the days off, and that's okay. But I'll proclaim the truth. You'll hear it plain and true. Maybe you just need to decide you're going to help spread the truth. Let's not let truth fall in the street. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon was something I needed today. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul. Virtually every hand, you may put them down. Hey, Grace Baptist Church, how about we get on our face before God? I know some physically can't come to the altar. I get that. I think every able body that raised a hand should be at this altar today, begging God to help you spread the truth. What God's dealing with you right now, I think you ought to care for. If you've never been saved, how about you come forward today? We'll take the Bible, and just in a couple moments, you can know for sure you're going to heaven. If you've been saved and never baptized, how about you come? We'll take care of that. If you need to join a church, we're old-fashioned, told you what we are. But if you'd like to join today, you come.